Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
The Justice Department rocked the healthcare world with a legal filing on Obamacare in Louisiana. In a simple one-page letter, the Trump administration essentially asked the Fifth Circuit to invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act. Now, just a short time ago, the president spoke to reporters at the Capitol and was asked about the challenge. Here's what he said.
Oh, my God.
Let me just tell you exactly what my message is. The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care. You watch.
But the administration's basis for challenging the law is a December ruling by a Texas judge that the law's individual mandate couldn't be sustained in the face of changes to the tax law after the 2017 Republican tax cut bill,
right,
and ruled the remainder of the Affordable Care Act as void. Let me take a look at the Affordable Care Act and just who uses it before we get into this a little more. Government numbers show that about 9.2 million people signed up for health insurance through the federal marketplace. Now, this doesn't include the 3 million other enrollees who signed up on state-based exchanges not backed by the federal government. For now, we're just going to look at these 9.2 million people. Adults 26 to 44 and 45 to 64 make up the overwhelming majority, about 80% of those enrolled in 2018. They're majority white, making up about 50% of enrollees. The next biggest groups are Hispanic and African American at 12% and 7% each. And most enrollees live outside of rural areas, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. This next part is particularly important. A full 88% of enrollees make 1 to 4 times the federal poverty level. That's $48,560 for an individual. So they make somewhere between 1 and 4 times that amount. All of the government data giving us a look at the average healthcare marketplace enrollee as a white man or woman. The split there, about 46 to 54% between 55 and 64 years old. They live in non-rural areas and make about $18,210 individually.
Oh,
here's a
God
distribution of the enrollees on both state and federal exchanges by state, something the president may want to consider in the administration's challenge to the law. 6 of the 9 states with the highest enrollment levels are states that he won in 2016, including the crucial Florida, Pennsylvania, and Michigan.
So at first, the Justice Department was only asking, and this would have been horrific as well, that the consumer protections that are built into the ACA, that are built into Obamacare, the Medicaid expansion, the coverage for pre-existing conditions, that women wouldn't be charged more, that seniors wouldn't be charged more, that closed the donut hole for Medicare, seniors, Medicare, their prescription drug coverage, that kids could stay on their parents' health care plans until they were 26, that basic coverages would be guaranteed in any ACA plan. Okay, meaning preventative care would be covered. Mental health care would be covered for the first time. Pregnancy and delivery would be covered. That you couldn't deny somebody, a preventative care. Those would all be free, right? So they were saying, oh, just get rid of the consumer protections. Just get rid of those. Just strike that. And now they send a letter to the Fifth Circuit, who's going to decide whether or not Texas, the court in Texas that said, oh, screw it, we're just knocking down the whole ACA, is correct. And the Trump administration, Bill Barr's position is, we're not going to fight it. We're not even going to show up. We don't care. We want the whole thing nullified. We want complete nullification of the law. We don't want the law affirmed. We want the entirety of the ACA to be invalidated. You know what that does to me? You know what that does to you if you've ever had diabetes, high blood pressure, maybe you're on meds for stroke prevention, maybe you've got, maybe you've had cancer, a little bit of cancer. I had a little bit of cancer. That's a pre-existing condition. And, you know, before 2009, in order to get health insurance, I had to stay employed at the Death Star because I couldn't even consider going out on my own because I would not have been able to afford health insurance. After Obamacare, I was able to afford health insurance and I went out on my own. And now if they take it away, filling out the application again, going through underwriting again, in order to be issued health insurance, I will be rejected. Why? Because I had a little bit of cancer. That's why. And there's no, I'm paying $2,000 a month now because he stopped the risk corridor payments and the health insurance companies jacked up the cost to the premium payers because the government stopped helping the insurance companies extend the insurance to people who were more likely to use the health insurance than the young, healthy people who were less likely to use the health insurance. And so as soon as he stopped the risk corridor payments, all of a sudden, everybody saw their premiums just go woo right through the ceiling. So what used to cost maybe $500 a month is now $2,000 a month. And it's $2,000 a month with a $6,000 deductible and copays for every single place that you go unless it's preventative care. And now they want the whole damn thing nullified. There is no substitute plan. Donald Trump has never come up with a health care plan. The Republicans have no health care plan. Why do you think John McCain, you know, remember that repeal thing that John McCain gave the thumbs down on? This is why John McCain, now we figure out, has been so top of mind for Donald Trump. Because he, all along, was thinking about getting rid of the ACA and using Bill Barr and the Attorney General of the United States to do it. So he wants to eliminate health care for 33 million people. He wants to eliminate no-charge preventative services for people on Medicare and for people in the exchange plans like me. He wants to void the expansion of Medicaid in most of the states. And every healthcare professional has weighed in on this today, saying this would throw the entire healthcare marketplace into utter and complete chaos. That it is, here's the quote, Timothy Jost, an emeritus professor at Washington and Lee University School of Law, called the Justice Department's new position crazy and legally untenable. He said, I can't believe that even the Fifth Circuit, now why the Fifth? Fifth is super, super conservative. I mean, you're talking Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, okay? Those are the states in the Fifth Circuit. There's more, but that the Fifth Circuit would take that position. He said it is the nation's most conservative appeals court, but it would still be reluctant to accept the reasoning backed by the administration because it would be like invalidating the interstate highway system, causing chaos on an unimaginable scale. It is conceivable that the entire Medicare payment system would collapse. You're talking about all these senior citizens, people over 65, all are on Medicare. And you're talking about the whole payment system for Medicare just collapsing. You're talking about Medicaid just going away for the poorest people. And can you believe 88% of the people make $18,000 a year and they're relying on Obamacare for health insurance? $18,000, what can you possibly buy in the free market? Nothing. It's strictly a political decision. This is not a legal decision. So when you ask me who's next, who is he going to exact revenge on? Obviously, he's going after the blue states. Obviously, he's going after poor people. Obviously, he's going after, America. He really hates this place. He hates everything about it. He needed to find himself an AG who auditioned for the job by submitting a memo saying that he believes in a unitary executive, that he believes a president cannot be indicted, and that a president can never be guilty of obstruction of justice, and that he would be the greatest AG in the history of AGs while Bill Barr had an interest in the Time Warner AT&T merger, which, by the way, the Trump administration was blocking. But when Bill Barr became the Attorney General, he was put in charge of the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice, and guess what? It goes through. AT&T Time Warner merger went through. Isn't that something? And the reason why he didn't want it to go through, he was punishing CNN. That's what he thought in his head. He's a very twisted man. Now, everybody's health insurance is in jeopardy. Every single body's health insurance. Now, I mean, obviously, they want to gut the pre-existing condition part. They've always wanted to do that. But now they're looking at just getting rid of the entire law. The entire law. Because the judge in Texas, his name is Judge Reed O'Connor, he struck down the entire law. That's and the government was appealing that decision, and now they're not. So the Fifth Circuit is going to make a decision with the government in favor of this Texas judge's decision that you should strike the whole thing. Everybody has said today, in fact, you know who's going to argue for keeping it is our attorney. The House of Representatives has an attorney who defended the law previously before the Supreme Court. He was our former Solicitor General, Donald Verrilli. And Donald Verrilli is going to defend our health care in front of the court for the House of Representatives, for the Democratic-led House, to protect it, okay? And he said, listen, overturning this law, it's way beyond disrupting coverage for millions of people who get their health insurance on the exchange or through the Medicaid expansion. It saves senior citizens money on their Medicaid, on their Medicare prescription coverage. It provides free birth control, mammograms, cholesterol tests, children to stay on their parents' health insurance until they turn 26. He said, you know, getting rid of this, and of course, the states that will be involved in the court proceedings are 21 Democratic states. So that's who Donald Trump is at war with. 21 Democratic states. It is a war on blue states. It is a war on blue people. It is a war on people, period. And so you better, I mean, we have to keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, or I'm going to have no health insurance. You're going to have no health insurance if you ever had anything. I mean, they say things like, acne is a pre-existing condition. You know that, right? Before 2009, things like acne, if you got treatment for like, a skin disease, the heartbreak of psoriasis, right? Which now there's treatment for, that's a pre-existing condition. Everything is a pre-existing. You ever took a pill for it? You take a statin drug, Crestor, Lipitor, any of that, you got a pre-existing condition. Even if it was preventative to keep you from having high cholesterol. You know, these stroke medications, they prevent stroke. Oh my God, this is insane. The president is literally at war. Trump at war. That was what I was hashtagging last night. Trump at war. Trump at war. This is pure, pure, unadulterated revenge. This is, you know, this is spite effing the American people. I'm serious. And then last night, all this is going on, and Chuck Schumer, you know, the release the report crowd, okay, which is everybody who has been through the ringer on this investigation for the last 22 months, for the last 2 years, that concluded that Russia meddled in our elections, that Russia was running a troll farm in St. Petersburg, like 36 indictments, six people around the president, all, you know, criminals. Now we're finding out maybe Felix Sater is a criminal. Maybe Michael Cohen stole money. Maybe Donald Trump received embezzled money from the Bank of Kazakhstan. You know what I mean? All this crap is going on. And we never would have known any of it had he, Trump, not fired Comey. But he did. So we got this big counterintelligence investigation going. And we got this big obstruction investigation. Inconclusive on the obstruction. Inconclusive, right? And we can't see the underlying documents and all this. Well, the House voted, you might be surprised to know, 420-0. That means everyone in the House voted to release this report. Everyone. Yes, Mark Meadows and all the kooky people there. They all voted to release the report. Last night, on the floor of the Senate, Chuck Schumer thought that because every Republican was down with releasing the report, that he would ask for unanimous consent and that the Senate would vote that same way. Wrong! Mitch McConnell stood up and objected. He said, no, I don't want to release the report. Not now, maybe never. I don't want to release, and blocked it. And Lindsey Graham said he would vote to release the Mueller report only if everyone agreed to a second special counsel investigation to investigate Hillary Clinton's emails. The rest of this presidency is going to be spite effing, okay? We're all little faces on Tinder now, and he's just going to keep on swiping, and spite effing us, you and you and you and you. Everybody is going to be punished because he didn't like the way we behaved when we had questions about being interfered with, having our democracy played with, having our democracy toyed with. Unbelievable. Go to RandyRhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.